Good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, Mitch. Good.
So this story, it's a wonderful book. It's about Teresa and her journey from post-war Malta to a new life in Australia, loosely kind of based on your dad's own experience.
Yeah.
Did he have much input into the novel?
No. It's funny you should ask that question first up. My dad had, of course, a really difficult childhood, you know, born during this intense bombing raid. Malta was bombed for 3 years straight. So his first introduction to life was incredible, like just devastation everywhere. But also then the starvation and the privation that kind of comes with that. Then he came to Australia as a young boy at 8, and I'm going to squish this story down. And then a whole bunch of stuff happened. So my dad actually is a very... he's a difficult man, and in fact, we don't have a great relationship, but his story is so important. So it is loosely based on his story, and stuff that I know and stuff I've been told by aunts and uncles, but I also interviewed a whole bunch of other Maltese who came out at that time. So it's kind of inspired by my dad's story, this kind of strange story of what is it to be born in a cave during a bombing raid? It's not the Australian experience, like what's, and certainly nothing to do with how I grew up. So it is loosely sort of inspired by him, but definitely inspired by the stories of many people who made the similar journey.
Yeah, so talk to us about the people you interviewed and that sort of story. A lot of people came from Malta and different parts of Europe and all over the world to come into Australia to start this new life. What kind of experiences did they have?
So the war was devastating, of course, for many people. I mean, I'll talk about the Maltese experience because it's not very known, I think, the Maltese experience. It's this teeny tiny series of islands wedged between Europe and Africa where the two major kind of battlefields were happening. And so Hitler had its sights on Malta, and just literally more bombs fell on Malta than any other place in World War II. Mm. And not many people kind of know that. In fact, they'll go, so where's Malta again? A lot of people, of course, at the end of the war thought, well, what do we do now? It's completely destroyed. It's going to take years to kind of rebuild. We're starving right here, right now, and we've got kids. And largely that inspiration, I need to give my kids a better life. So luckily, because the Maltese were allied with the British, they were offered what's called the assisted passage, which is basically the £10 POM kind of phrase that I grew up with. So for £10, you could bring your family to Australia, which is about $140 in today's kind of language, and set up a new life. So they were very torn. Like a lot of people who left, they didn't especially want to leave their country where all their ancestors have been born and their culture was, their history, and they're very fiercely proud of their history, the Maltese. But they knew they needed to give their kids a better life. So, of course, arrived like so many others with nothing, like having everything sort of been left behind or bombed. And so they were excited. There was this intense excitement and this kind of, you know, real embracing of this new culture because that was going to give them and their kids the opportunity, but this incredible dislocation and sense of sadness of what they've left behind.
Yeah. And so many issues you deal with in the book, you mentioned war and starvation and, of course, racism as well that faced many Europeans and people who came out to start a new life in Australia. And it is a children's book. So how do you sort of dress these issues up in, I guess, in a delicate way that children kind of understand and what it was like for that sort of journey?
Yeah, I think it's kind of a novel for 8 to 12 year olds, so they're kind of, you know, kids who are starting to develop their own kind of opinions and attitudes and getting, you know, their kids are really smart about this sort of stuff. And a lot of kids in Australia, this is their experience, maybe not the war-torn part, but leaving their country and coming to Australia. And so and like you said, we are living now through the next biggest migration, wave of migration, post-World War II. And so many people are leaving places like Syria. They don't want to leave. It's their country. It's their history. So I think a lot of kids in Australia know it because it's their family's experience, or they can see it. They're seeing it on, you know, news stories. So I think this is really important to tell to kids, this story, because it's the story of so many Australians. And Australia, of course, is a nation of migrants, you know, and it is our story. And so, of course, I kind of pulled back on what I would have done with the war story had I written for older kids. I didn't want it to be sort of too disturbing or graphic. But the racism, kids know, kids see that. The bullying, every kid in a school playground sees bullying or experiences bullying. They will get that, no problem.
Yeah, and you touched on it just there, but as you mentioned, we are seeing, you know, the next big refugee emergency, which is creating all sorts of suspicion and fear about people who come from Syria. So I guess what was the kind of message behind this book, and what would you say to kids and who are seeing that on the news and that sort of stuff and about being more accepting?
Yeah, it was kind of it was actually part of the reason I wanted to write the story. I think it is just a good story as well. That, you know, hopefully it'll be interesting for kids. But that idea that, you know, when my dad came out, oh my gosh, he was, you know, he was a little dark skinned, dark curly haired kid in the middle of a sea of white faces when he was just plonked at school and said, all right, I know you don't know English. Off you go. And he just had to cope and swim. And he hadn't even been to school in Malta because the schools had been destroyed there. So he was an 8-year-old kid who was essentially illiterate in his language and in English. And he was just meant to kind of cope. So he was picked on and bullied. And even when I grew up, I remember kids throwing stones at us on the way home from school. And like this, I kind of thought, well, wait a minute, I'm Australian. I was born here. What's going on? And I think kids know this. And I think kids know, it's so lovely when you're with little kids. They're all the same. They all play in the sandpit the same. It absolutely doesn't matter where you came from, what car you got dropped on, what colour your skin. You know, like it doesn't matter, that stuff. And that's part of the reason I wanted to write this book. The Teresa is a smart, sassy, loyal, very cute girl. And that is what should matter more than the colour of her skin.
It's a fantastic book. It's called Teresa, A New Australian by Deborah. And thanks so much for joining us in the studio
this
morning.
Thank you, Mitch.